Exercise 4.
부정 의문문.
Number 9.
Didn't she email the file to everyone in the office?
A.
Sure, I won't.
B.
I think only to Mrs. Shannon.
C.
Yes, take this pen.
Number 10.
Don't you want to join me at the reception?
A.
No, I don't know her.
B.
I am just too preoccupied with this work.
C.
I join the receptionists for lunch.
Number 11.
Didn't you use the glue stick just now?
A.
It's for the stationery order.
B.
I can use chopsticks.
C.
Yes, but I left it on your desk.
Number 12.
Isn't that where her old office used to be?
A.
She worked too long.
B.
I think you're right.
C.
No, it's still new.
Exercise 5.
긍정 부가 의문문.
Number 1.
We don't need to register for the classes in advance, do we?
A.
Yes, we do.
B.
The registrar.
C.
For advanced industries.
Number 2.
This is not your first sales conference, is it?
A.
No, I didn't make a sale.
B.
Leave it over there, please.
C.
No, I came to last year's.
Number 3.
He plans to run the project with a consultant, right?
A.
Yes, that's what he's thinking.
B.
No, in the main boardroom.
C.
Upstairs, behind Jim's office.
Number 4.
The improved products are not more expensive, are they?
A.
They didn't add that much.
B.
The customers provided feedback forms.
C.
Yes, but not much more than the earlier ones.
Number 5.
Reynolds will be gone on his vacation next month, won't he?
A.
Not many items are left.
B.
It belongs to me.
C.
He's taking 2 weeks off.
Number 6.
You're planning to reject the proposal, aren't you?
A.
I'm still giving it some thought.
B.
I don't like the purple suit.
C.
I'm going to keep all those plants.
Number 7.
Our rental expenses will go away soon, won't they?
A.
I guess so.
B.
The apartment is for sale.
C.
Our friends will come back on Friday.
Number 8.
The cafeteria stays open late tonight, doesn't it?
A.
No, I already ate lunch.
B.
Yes, that's what was on their menu.
C.
I came in early yesterday.
Unload. To take goods off a vehicle such as a truck or ship.
배나 트럭과 같은 데서 짐을 내리는 겁니다.
Example, it was my job to unload the boxes from the van.
밴에서 박스에 짐을 내리는 것이 바로 우리의 임무죠.
Unload. Extradite. To send a criminal back to the country or state where a crime was committed for a trial.
본국 송환하다의 뜻으로 많이 씁니다. 범죄자를 본국 송환하다.
Example, he was extradited to Britain on charges of terrorism.
테러 혐의로 영국으로 송환되었다.
Extradite. Revenue. Income from business activities or taxes.
수익.
The magazine had been losing advertising revenue for months.
이 잡지는 수개월 동안 광고 수익을 잃어왔다.
Revenue. Disastrous. Causing a lot of damage or harm.
파멸을 초래하는.
Example. The consequences of spending cuts would be disastrous for local schools.
이 지출비를 삭감하는 그 결과는 현지 학교에게 상당히 파괴적이 될 것입니다.
Disastrous. Boost. To help something to increase, improve or become more successful.
이것은 활성화하다, 후원하다로 시험에 많이 나왔다고 말씀드렸죠.
Example. Their share price climbed again today, boosted by rising sales.
예, 또다시 그 주가가 올랐어요. 그래서 이게 어떻게 올랐냐면 오른 그 매출에 의해 힘을 받아서 이런 주가가 오르게 됐습니다.
Boost. Lavish. Something that is lavish is spent or is given in a very large amount, especially if it costs a lot of money.
사치스러운의 뜻입니다.
Example, a lavish dinner.
고급스러운 또는 사치스러운 저녁 식사.
Lavish. Assumption. Something you consider likely to be true, even though no one has told you directly or even though you have no proof.
가정, 추측, 이런 뜻입니다.
Example. Your argument is based on a completely false assumption.
당신의 주장은 완전히 거짓된 가정을 토대로 합니다.
Assumption. Leaning against. To stand or be set at an angle against something for support instead of being upright.
기대다.
Example, Corey leaned against the apple tree.
Corey가 지금 apple tree, 사과나무에 몸을 기댔습니다.
Leaning against. Minute. An official written record of what is discussed or decided at a formal meeting.
회의록의 뜻이 되죠.
Shall we hear the minutes of the last meeting?
우리가 지난번 회의의 회의록을 좀 들어볼 수 있을까요?
Minute. Grant. An amount of money that the government or an organization gives you for a specific purpose and does not ask you to pay back.
상여금이라는 뜻이 됩니다.
Grant.